You mentioned Jimmy Webb. About him a little more, his background and what sort of a guy was he? Of course, he wrote such great songs, Up, Up, and Away, and By the Time I Get to Phoenix, Wichita Lineman, MacArthur Park, and more. Your association with him?
Well, he's a musical genius. He's just brilliant. We were great friends at Laverne. His family moved in after I was living there, probably my sophomore year in high school, I think. His father was the preacher at the First Baptist Church, and Jimmy was the oldest son. His father was a great athlete. Jimmy's younger son is also a great athlete. He's a coach in Oklahoma, Tommy. So Jimmy tried to adjust to rural Oklahoma culture. With his dad, he had to go out for football and basketball. He took basketball. My dad was his coach, and Jimmy loved my dad because Daddy treated him just the same as the other players. And Jimmy was very awkward. He was not athletic at all. He was an artist. We were great friends because we were the only two kids in Laverne that really loved music. But Jimmy was not cool. You can imagine that he was not cool. His glasses were always on the edge of his nose. His shoelaces were often untied, and he was kind of in his own world, and he was smart as a whip. He had a couple of male friends who were also really smart, went to the Baptist church, but he was in his own world, and he would come to our house, and we would spend long hours together. He would play, and I would sing, and we would perform for anyone that asked us. But then he would say, okay, this is the score for a movie, and this is the way it sounds, and he would just play. And I would listen, but then I would go to the edge of the room and look out the window and look for my boyfriend to drive by. But we were really good friends, and we remained good friends. My freshman year of college, I can remember at Christmas, Jimmy called, and his mother had died, which was a terrific loss for him because she really accepted him as the musician that he was, and I think didn't care so much if he was not these other things that he tried to fit in. But he called. I think he dropped out of college, but he said, I'm sleeping on the floor at some of these places, but I got to play the piano for the Supremes. And I thought, oh, yeah. Not the real Supremes, but I listened. Then I lost track. And then the next thing, this is so ironic. At 19, I became Miss America. At 19, he did Up, Up, and Away. At 19, this little kid from Western Oklahoma, small towns, that had probably never dated because he was not cool, was the hottest composer in America. Mm-hmm. Traveling with the Fifth Dimensions, going up in a balloon with Up, Up, and Away. The next thing I know, he's in Oklahoma City, and these really cool movie stars, women, were kind of after him, and I'm like, I'm not believing this. And he remains a good friend. I mean, he is a good soul. He's just a wonderful man. He went through some tough times. His dad had me come to California a couple of years after Miss America, and Jimmy was kind of in another place. I mean, he was in another place. You can imagine handling all of that at 19.
Right.
I had protection, and he had his dad come out, and that really helped him, but still, he had times that he was in a different place. Mm-hmm. But he's in a great place now. He's got a wonderful wife, and he's got six children.
It was even music that Frank Sinatra enjoyed singing, Jimmy Webb's.
Isn't that great? His music is timeless.
Yeah.
And he is uncommon in that he does the music and the lyrics. His lyrics are poetry.
Right. He sings and plays the piano,
yes.
Both. I always wonder, how did God put all that talent in that person when I can't play? And I can't sing on key. I'm very good singing off key. Why did he get all that? And I'm sure plays many instruments, too.
It really was a gift. I don't know that he ever studied with anyone growing up other than his mother. And then when he went to college, he learned orchestration and that kind of thing. But it was all gift. Then he has developed the